As we look ahead to November's election, we've heard a lot about the candidates and their views, but questions about the problems hundreds of polling places encountered were top of mind on primary day, and questions about that still remain. The County Board of Supervisors released an audit late last week that reviews this year's primary election and provides some recommendations for preventing similar issues in the upcoming general election.
On August 28th, 62 polling locations opened late, something Maricopa County Recorder Adrian Fontes said was the fault of the contractor hired to set up equipment at polling places, which did not perform as guaranteed. The contractor denies that, and we'll hear from the recorder in a few minutes. But first, the county's audit points to concerns that had nothing to do with the work of that contractor.
I spoke with the chair of the Board of Supervisors, Steve Chukri, more about it earlier this morning and began by asking about some of the top-line findings in their report.
For more than 60-plus polling places, even it could be close to 100 polling places, didn't have the equipment hooked up, which was a big, big concern to all of us. And obviously, it's not a hiccup. That's a serious mistake and malfunction. We're getting our arms around more of why that happened. But clearly, I think that what we were able to glean in the early stages of this audit, and I might tell you, Lauren, that this is a rolling audit. So what it is, how that works essentially, is that when they identify a problem, they also work to identify a solution for that specific problem, and then they move on to the next, right? So given the tight time frame between now and the November election, we felt as though that was the most appropriate course of action. But what we found and what the report, the early indications are, there were many details that were overlooked, from staffing to communications to a contingency plan. And we are there to offer solutions to the recorder. We're going to identify these things. We're going to continue to identify what mistakes occurred, how to rectify them, and present that to the recorder and his team to act quickly so we will have a successful election in November.
So one of the things that's obviously been at the heart of this is this issue with the contractor. Maricopa County Recorder Adrian Fontes has said that the contractor they hired to do some of this work didn't provide enough workers or as many workers as they said they would provide on election day, and therefore some of these issues happened. Is there sufficient time, though, to sort of resolve this, find a new contractor before the next election so that that issue doesn't happen again?
Well, we have to find a contractor to do that, and I understand the contractor has their own thoughts and ideas on this that they have put into a report and are submitting for public consumption. You look at it from a triage situation, right? We want to find what went wrong and how do we correct it for the November election. I think right now that's our primary focus, not so much what he said or what she said between the contractor and Mr. Fontes. That's important. Don't mistake what I am saying. But as you look at this going forward, what's more important right now is that we find out why this happened, why there was poor communication, why details and logistics were not followed upon correctly, why there wasn't a contingency plan. So my goal as chairman of the Board of Supervisors and my colleagues as well is leave no stone unturned. Let's find out everything that happened correctly and incorrectly, and let's be prepared for November.
So the Maricopa County Recorder's Office and Adrian Fontes have responded to this, and they say they do not agree with this audit. He kind of goes point by point and says this isn't entirely true, and they've released their own report that says something a little different. How do you square those discrepancies?
Well, there's been several contradictions of the past week by the recorder and statements he's made to us and statements he's made to the press, and I would not characterize what I'm seeing on both sides as correct. I believe that it's easy to get down into the minutia and say he did something wrong or she did something wrong. I think the fault clearly falls down to the fact that we did not have a successful election. And who is the recorder and what is the recorder's duty? It's to have a successful election. Mm-hmm. So I haven't gone over and parsed out what both sides have said. Again, my focus right now is how do we make sure what happened outside of these of the equipment not being set up correctly, right? How do we go, and there were other errors that had nothing to do with the contractor. Why did those errors occur, and how do we go to correct them? That's going to be our primary focus through November. Then after November, Lauren, hey, let's go back, and we'll look at everything, and we'll see what both parties have said and make sure, as the fourth largest county in America, that this kind of thing doesn't happen again.
So looking toward November then, are those things that can be fixed quickly enough for November's election?
I believe so. I believe so, and they have to be fixed, Lauren. I mean, when you know, it's like taking a flight somewhere and taking off successfully and landing successfully. You don't go pat the pilot on the back and say, "Hey, good job, none of us died." No, there's an expectation, right? There's an expectation that you're going to get to your destination safely. There's an expectation by voters of Maricopa County that they're going to wake up on that Tuesday and they're going to be able to go and vote without any type of problems or without any type of headache. And that's what we should be able to do, no, hands down, no problem.
That was my conversation with Steve Chukri, the chairman of the Maricopa Board, County Board of Supervisors, about the primary election day problems. And now we turn to Maricopa County Recorder Adrian Fontes, who is on the line and says that his office is already addressing some of the issues that have shown up in the county's report. Good morning, Recorder Fontes.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us.
Sure thing.
Let's start with what's in your report. You released a report just a few minutes after the county's report was released, I understand, and it addresses some of these same issues.
Yeah, first of all, I want to correct one thing. There's no debate at all about what went wrong and how we're going to and are have been focusing to overcome any of the challenges that we faced. We had record turnout. In fact, we had almost 25% more voters vote, and we facilitated those votes and make sure that they counted over just 2 years ago. So if you're looking at what's a successful election, that's facilitating voters, getting turnout up, making sure people knew what was going on. That's a big thing. And I'm excited about the fact that there are so many people focused on the positives that came out of this experience. Certainly there were some things that went wrong, and I've never characterized them as hiccups. Any voter who doesn't get a chance to jump in there and do their thing, that's a problem. But we're excited about what we've been doing and all the problems we've identified and shared with the auditors. Our report gives a solid timeline of what actually went on. You can find that at maricopa.vote at the publications page. And I hope people can go ahead and parse out all of those details for themselves and actually get to the bottom of it to make their own judgment.
I want to ask a little bit about some of the specifics here. I mean, they say in the auditor's report things like the poll workers were not trained enough. There were not enough workers there. There was no backup for equipment issues. What's your response to some of these things? What are your plans?
Well, the reality is all of the inspectors and troubleshooters were instructed specifically to help folks when they had emergencies to move people towards our vote centers. They all had that information in their packets as well. And that's really what happened. You know, this year, for the first time, voters weren't locked into one polling place. We had 40 vote centers all over Maricopa County where anybody can cast any Maricopa County ballot. And that's the kind of access that we've built in because the voter experience is primary for us. Voters had more access than they've ever had before in Maricopa County, and we're incredibly proud of that. B, as far as contingencies and equipment and things of this nature, again, the vote center model was that backup. So at any point, folks could go to a different place. Now, the key thing here, when you are really into the details and you're looking at what is required, we made sure that voters had access. And it may not have been the most convenient thing, but there's never been a perfect election in Maricopa County, and there never will be. And, you know, it's like we can use that airline analogy. We see tweets and Facebook feeds all the time about worst flight ever, and, you know, all of these things were bad because I didn't get treated well by the stewardess. Well, the reality is if we take off and we land and everybody's safe and alive and we get there on time, we have had a good flight, and this election was successful because we set records, we helped record numbers of voters come out in a primary, and again, it was, you know, almost 25% over the raw numbers just 2 years ago. So we had some issues, no question, but we're resolving them.
Do you think that at the end of the day, Recorder Fontes, that your office could have and maybe should have been better prepared to deal with some of the problems that cropped up?
Absolutely. I think the number one problem was that we had that private contractor come in and do things that county employees could have done. And, you know, we're not going to use a contractor this time around. We've worked directly with the county manager, and we are, if we haven't already, I think we're going out today with an announcement to county employees to let them know they can get some civic duty time in to help us out. And here's the thing. The county has thousands of employees, and we only need about 150, maybe 200 of them to come out, help us do the job of setting these polling places up, which is what we had, mistakenly asked a contractor to do. And we didn't think that our regular poll workers and our regular workers would be able to do it. We were wrong. What we ended up seeing on election day is that even under emergency circumstances and people were tense, our own troubleshooters were getting talked through this setup on the phone. So if we made a mistake, it was depending on this contractor to come out and thinking, as our report said, that we were going to be able to depend on their confirmation from Sunday, for example. They sent us an email before Election Day saying they'd have 91 techs on the ground ready to go from 8 to 5 the next day. When we got to the middle of the day, we only had about 50 of them, and they weren't even deployed to the right places. So that wasn't all of the problem. There were some other things, but every election's got issues. The key is we overcame them. We provided the support that folks needed. We were running at about 100% by the time we got to the middle of the day. This is a story of success. And, you know, I'm really glad that a lot of people are focusing on the positives to keep from that downtrodden attitude, to keep voters focused on getting out there, and to not be peddling, you know, negative stories about elections so that we don't suppress the vote.
All right. That is Maricopa County Recorder Adrian Fontes. Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning, Adrian.
Absolutely. I'm excited about November.